William Reschke, William W-I-L-L-I-A-M, Reschke, R-E-S-C-H-K-E. Date of birth is 2/25/1986. This is for a date of service, 2/10/2022. Mr. Reschke is a 35-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 1 diabetes management. For his, he also has a history of anemia, chronic kidney disease, depression, gout, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, neuropathy, retinopathy, and pending cataract removal. The patient is almost legally blind in his left eye. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.8%. For breakfast, he usually eats breakfast and coffee. Lunch is usually pasta. Dinner is usually pasta, bread, and a protein like chili or chicken. The patient snacks on cheese and crackers. For his diabetes, he is on the Medtronic insulin pump using a Pedra insulin. He uses it in auto mode. His basal rate is set to be midnight 1.35 units an hour, 6 a.m. 1.6 units an hour, 4 p.m. 1.9 units an hour for a total basal dose of 39.3 units of basal insulin per day. He boluses 1 unit for every 13 grams of carbohydrates with meals, plus 1 unit for every 45 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. He does have a history of diabetic ketoacidosis, no history of pancreatitis. He is on the Dexcom continuous glucose monitor plan number 1 for his type 1 diabetes. His current hemoglobin A1C is 7.8%. He is on the Dexcom continuous glucose monitor, and we downloaded this, and the results showed an average blood sugar of 202 milligrams per deciliter. He is noting some postprandial hyperglycemia occurring after supper. Therefore, we will adjust his insulin therapy. He is on the Medtronic insulin pump, and I'm recommending the following basal rates: midnight 1.35 units an hour, 6 a.m. 1.6 units an hour, 4 p.m. 1.9 units an hour for a total basal dose of 39.3 units of basal insulin per day. We will adjust the insulin to carbohydrate ratio to 1 to 13 for breakfast and lunch and 1 to 10 with supper. I will also adjust the blood glucose target and place him on a correction of 1 unit for every 45 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 130. Next number, the patient is interested in the Eversense continuous glucose monitoring system. Next number for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for his hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy and check a current lipid panel. Next number for his chronic kidney disease, the patient has an appointment with nephrology next week. Next number, the patient's diabetes is complicated by diabetic neuropathy as well as diabetic retinopathy, and he is followed by the ophthalmologist regularly. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.